Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Chair. We'll be brief. We believe that it's extremely important that to move forward in our discussion, we have a consensus-based definition that can be operational on autonomous weapons. This is not something that we can put to one side, otherwise it can become an obstacle for our work. For my delegation, the working definition should consider both fully autonomous and semi-autonomous weapons. We believe, and we have repeated this a number of times, that fully autonomous weapons should be understood as those that act without any kind of human control once they have been launched. And semi-autonomous weapons should be understood as those which, at least in their critical functions, are controlled by a human. So critical functions involve the selection and attack of objects. Other weapons that are being used with an autonomous element should be considered semi-autonomous. On the basis of this definition or others that are similar that emerge from discussion, perhaps we can move forward in a two-tier approach in establishing definitions for weapons that do not have significant human control and regulations and limitations, as well as positive definitions for others. We're encouraged to see the amount of convergence that exists between delegations and proposals for a definition for these systems. This is evidence of the serious work that is underway, and we fully trust that under your leadership, we can make headway and at least in an operational way and on the basis of human control define these systems and make progress in complying with our mandate. I thank you.